Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Oceania had always been at war with East Asia. Nobody could remember why. The important thing was to hate each other. That's pretty much how George Orwell's novel 1984 begins. I worry it's how our country might end. We've divided ourselves into two tribes, left and right, Democratic and Republican. That's led some of us to declare strange things like climate change is a hoax or police are all racist thugs. When people say stuff like this, we assume they're just ignorant. How else to explain why 70% of Republicans think Trump won the election, or 70% of Democrats believe he hired women to do something unsanitary in a Moscow hotel room? I have another theory. Yes, we have fallen into opposing camps, but when we make untrue political statements, we don't really believe them. We just want to signal loyalty to our tribe and stick it to the other one. Many who shout defund the police or wearing a mask is slavery don't mean it literally. They just want to play the game that politics has become. A 2015 study in the Quarterly Journal of Political Science found that when people were offered money for correct answers on a current events test, the partisan gap disappeared. Most of us know falsehoods when we see them, but we've allowed facts to become weapons. That demeans not just facts, but also us. How do we fix this? Psychologists say we need to listen more, talk less, avoid exaggerating for effect, focus on areas of agreement, stay off social media. Oh, and look up the Prisoner's Dilemma. That's a famous 1950s study about game theory. Essentially, it shows how the best strategy is usually not to compete, but to cooperate. We've got a lot of problems that need cooperating. But if we keep trying to one-up each other instead, we'll be condemned to endless war. Orwell's war never ended. But apparently it inspired an episode of the TV series Star Trek: The Next Generation. Two planets had been at war so long nobody could remember why, and they really hated each other. So a Star Trek guy taught both sides sign language. They started talking and eventually realized that they were all the same space alien weirdos. So are we. Let's live long and prosper together. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.